One of the inescapable traumas of life in the suburbs is the need, occasionally, to buy a new car. I say occasionally because experience has taught me that whatever the advertisers try to tell us, cars last a long time if treated right. But the day must come eventually, and recently we set out to visit some car dealerships, an activity that in terms of fun is right up there with root canals and high school productions of The Sound of Music. Our needs were simple. We wanted a straightforward car, not a tank-size SUV, and we wanted a stick shift. This last was a major stumbling block. Both of us have been driving manual transmission cars for more than 50 years. It comes naturally, it's more fun, and it gives better control of the vehicle. But apart from a few top-of-the-line and bottom-of-the-line models, the stick shift has vanished. As if to compensate for this simplification, everything else about cars has become fiendishly complicated. There were plenty of cars on sale, lined up as far as the eye could see. Every dealer assured us that there was a shortage due to the shortage of microchips, so we should buy right now. On the contrary, the problem seemed to be too many cars with too many microchips. Cars all look much the same now and have added the same annoying safety features. Blind spot warnings, front and rear cameras, proximity warnings, lane departure warnings, collision avoidance systems. Driving used to be a dangerous activity, involving a lot of skill and attention. That was what made it interesting. Now it's in danger of becoming entirely safe. The latest cars require so little skill or attention that you could very easily go to sleep. To keep you awake, the manufacturers have added a distracting in-your-face video screen that fills up with warnings, options and instructions, and if you're not careful, maps. I have maps of my own in the glove compartment, and I would prefer to consult them when I'm not driving. Among the things missing from these new models, apart from the clutch, was a CD player. CDs, like Left Feet, are yesterday's news. But we have hundreds of CDs, and without them, all we have in the car is the wispy unreality of MP3, whatever it is, and wherever it is. Another thing missing was a proper key. We now have something called keyless entry, which I thought was the speciality of young car thieves carrying a brick. The new car is fine. It starts, it stops, just like the old one. What else it does is so far a mystery. It comes with a manual the size of a club sandwich that will occupy us for months. I miss the exercise of moving my left foot and my right hand occasionally, changing the high beams, unfolding maps, and all those other archaic skills. But people, like cars, suffer from obsolescence, so it's useless to complain. We hope that our old stick shift car will be sold to an alert senior citizen who will enjoy the nostalgia of it and will have just enough brain cells left to figure out the three simple movements required to change gear. This is David Boucher.